श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी श्रीनामिने
नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष
Namaste, 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 Namaste
AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Padman Supadi Raj Charja Sto Tirasat Shri Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokobinath Sham Kunradha Kunigiri Gopitan ki Jai Vrindavan Tham ki Jai Navadip Tham ki Jai Jagannath Puri ki Jai Ganga Mai ki Jai Jamuna Mai ki Jai Tulsi Devi ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Welcome back after your glorious weekend. Here's Nimai, our example of how to be equipoised in loss or gain. And we're in the eighth chapter. Arjuna Vacha, Kim Tat Brahma, Kim Adhyatmam, Kim Karma Purushottama, Adhi Bhutam Chakim Proktam, Adhi Daivam Kimuchate, Adhi Yagya Katam Kotra, Dehesmin Madhusudana, Prayanakale Chakatam, Yeosi Niyatatmabhi, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Aksharam Brahma Paramam Sabhavod Yatmam Uchyate Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaro Visarga Karma Sangitaha Adhi Bhutam Shado Bhava Purusha Shadi Daivatam Adhi Yagyo Ame Vatra Dehe Deha Vritam Vrata Antakale Chamam Eva Smaran Mukha Kalevaram Ya prayati samat bhavam, yati nasyatra sanchayaha, yanyam vapi smaran bhavam, jagatyante kalevaram, tam tam evaitikauteya, sadatat bhava bhavataha, tasmat saveshu kaleshu, ma manusmara yudhyacha, ma yarpata mano buddhir, ma vivaishasya sanchayaha, Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasana nirgamina paramam purusham divyam yati parthanu chintayan kavim purana manushashitaram anoraniyam samanusmarejaha sarvasya dhatanam achincharupam aditya varnam tamasaparastat prayanakale manasashalena Bhaktya yukto yoga palena chaiva Bhruvor madhye pranam avesha samyak Satam param purusham upaiti divyam Yadaksharam veda vido badanti Vishanti yad yadayo vitaraga Yadichchanto brahmacharyam charanti Tate padam sangrahena pravakshe Sarvadvarani samyamya Mano vritti nirujya cha Murdanyadhyay atmana pranam Astito rupya gadharanam Om nityakaksharam brahma Vyaharan mamanusmaran Yaprayati jajandeham
sarati padamam pratim ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati nityasha tasyaham suraha parta nityayuktasya yoginaha mam upetya punar janma durhadayam shashvatam navnumanti mahatmanaha sansitim paramam gataha abrahma bhuvana loka punarvartinoratana mam upetya tukamteya punar janma navidyate shasrayuga paryantam aharyan brahmano viduhu ratri yuga sahasrantam te horatra vido janaha avyakta vyaktaya sarva prabhavantya haragane ratyagame pradiyante tatraiva vyakta sangyoke bhuta grama sa evayam bhutva bhutva pradiyate ratyagame vasha parta prabhavantya haragame tadastasmatu bhavonyo vyakto vyakta sanatanaha yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatu namanashyati avyaktokshara ityuktas tamahu paramam gatim yam prapyanani vartante tatama paramam mama purusha sapada parta bhaktya labhyastvananyaya yasyatvastani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam yatrakale tuna vrittim avrittim shaiva yoginaha prayata yantitam kalam vakshami bharatashaha abhir jyotirha shukla shanmasa uttarayanam katra prayata gachanti brahma brahma vidojanaha tumo ratristada krishna shanmasa dakshinayanam tatra chandra sanjyotir yogi papya nivartate shukla krishne gati yete jagata shashvate mate ekaya yapyana vrittim anvaya vartate punaha naite sriti partha janan yogi mujyati kashchana tasmat sadeshu kaleshu yoga yukto pavarjuna Vedeshu yat yeshu tapasu jaiva, daneshu yat punya kalam pradisham, adyeti tat sarvamidam vidinva, yogi param sthanam paiti jayam. Om tat sadati srimad bhagavad gita supanishad su brahma vidyayam yoga shastre. Shri Krishna arjuna sangvade tarak brahma yoga brahma ashtamo jayam. We're continuing. In the 8th chapter, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shanti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Shastrasavoshadana. So we're doing pretty well on our schedule, and that means that we should have time for a bonus class on 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. One of these days, maybe day after tomorrow, we'll see which day. The day after tomorrow, no, I give class in the temple day after tomorrow, so the schedule gets kind of tight. Maybe Thursday, could be tomorrow, but maybe Thursday. We'll do a PowerPoint presentation on 16th chapter. It's a little current application of 16th chapter. It's called 9-11 and the Divine and Demonic Natures. So we'll have time for that, I think, because we're doing pretty well on the rest of the classes. And I'll let you know when that will be. That day you should come on time, because we're going to start on time. We'll need the time. And
That class is open also to anyone else who wants to come. I'm not going to keep them out. But I'll need either this working with that or another one that works with this. Maybe yours will work with this. No, it doesn't work either?
Mine used to work.
Mine used to work also. we're full of... So they've rigged this thing so that it will only work with Atul's laptop and close friends like Hari Sori. It doesn't work for the rest of us. So how are we going to make something work?
We're going to check Atul Krishnaprabhu's computer and settings and then try to emulate it here.
Yeah, we have a local specialist who installed the wiring. So you today will look at the projector, and if there are any adjustments you can make, you'll find some. Okay.
We haven't changed our laptops since they last worked for us. Therefore, we're good guys, and you're bad guys. There's no good or bad in the material world. But as far as there is, we're the good guys and you're the bad guys. Okay. Yeah, for that reason also we won't do it tomorrow because we don't have a little time to get your act together.
So maybe Thursday or...
Thursday. Fix it. It's Thursday. During the first period on Thursday, we'll give that little presentation.
It's only going to be 9:45 to 11, or it's going to be it's going to be 9:45 to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll give. Well, I think we'll keep our schedule. We'll certainly start at 9:45, and we'll fill up the first class, and we'll see what we need of the second period. We should be able to finish the PowerPoint business within that time, and then if there are any questions, we can answer them. And maybe I'll let you, you know, if things go well, you get to play badminton and all that kind of stuff. Part of the afternoon. Okay. We'll see how things go, but so far we're doing pretty well. On our studies here. So we're in the 8th chapter, and Krishna has talked about that place. First of all, he's talked about the nature of the material world with its comings and going. He's talked about the time frame, the lifetime of Brahma, which allows us to get some idea about the duration of existence for the material world. He's talked about the creation and dissolution of everything. And he's talked about that place which is beyond the creation and destruction of this material energy. Yad gatva nanivartante tadhama paramamama. His supreme abode from which one never has to return, which is the real destination of the perfect yogi. Now in text 23, he begins to talk about those places, those times, at which one does or doesn't come back. The yoga system, as we found in 6th chapter, is quite a mechanical affair. You follow this practice and you follow that practice, and you control your mind, you control your senses, you control your sitting, you control your breathing, and finally one has to manipulate the life air so that it comes up through the sat chakras, the six circles of energy in the body, and finally leaves through the Brahmarandra at the top of the skull. This is the yoga system. And then when it leaves, one can attain the from the Supreme. But time is crucial. Just as in these rocket launches, you know, when they launch satellites into space, time is critical. The launch has to take place at the right time, otherwise they cancel it. Or maybe you have experience with your airplane flights. If you miss your slot, you know, then the flight can't take off on time, or more often, you have to sit there on the runway for another hour because you missed your time slot, and now you don't get another one for another hour because there are other planes. So time is critical. And here in the yoga system, there are times at which one returns or doesn't. Yatra kale trana vrittim avrittim chayava yoginaha prayata yanti tam kalam bhakshami paratarshita. So, the yogi has to be able to select the appropriate time. Otherwise, he has to depend on good fortune to leave at a particular time. And Krishna now proposes to discuss these different times at which one comes back or one doesn't come back. Agnir Jyotir Aha Shukla Shanmasha Uttarayanam Yat Tatra Prayata Gachchanti Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha. These are the times when one attains the Supreme, during the time when there are various presiding deities in charge of fire and light, during the day. Shukla, you all know what Shukla is?
White.
Yeah, it's white. It means
waxing.
Waxing. Yeah, the waxing time of the moon. This is all has to do with astronomy. In our calendar, our Vaishnav calendar, each month is divided into two, the Krishna Paksha and the Shukla Paksha. So the Shukla Paksha is the time when the moon, from the new moon to the full moon, the moon is getting bigger, bigger, bigger. So that's the Shukla Paksha, the bright fortnight, the time when the moon is getting bigger. Then after the full moon, what happens?
Start decreasing.
It starts decreasing, getting thinner and thinner and thinner, until finally you get the new moon, which really means...
No moon.
No moon, yeah, that's actually what it is. It means the moon disappears. There are no more phases to see. So that's the Krishna Paksha, or the fortnight. Fortnight means 2 weeks, 14 days. The fortnight when the moon is waning, getting smaller. So one has to leave during Shukla, that half of the month, the half when the moon is waxing. And Shanmasha Uttarayanam, during the 6 months when the moon, when the sun is traveling in the north. This is explained in detail in where? Where?
Surya Siddhanta.
Yeah, but in books that we read? Bhagavatam 5th Canto. There these things are described. There's Uttarayanam and Dakshinayanam. The sun is supposed to be traveling. We have in the West the idea that the sun is staying still and the earth is traveling. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the sun is traveling and the earth is standing still. According to relativity, you could look at it either way. But we look at it this way, that the sun is moving and the earth is still. So the earth is moving for 6 months in the north and 6 months in the south. Between the two, then the days are getting what, longer when in the Uttarayanam?
In the north is longer.
Hmm?
North is longer.
North is?
Longer.
Longer. And south is shorter, is that what it is? Or is it intersects both? I forget how it works exactly.
Now it's on the northern hemisphere, it's longer, but on the southern, it's shorter.
Okay. So the sun is moving in the north for 6 months, and then it's moving in the south for 6 months. So north is Uttar, Uttar Pradesh, the northern state. So Uttarayana is going in the north. And Dakshinaya, just like Dakshin Bharat, South India. So southern course is Dakshinayana. So one has to leave during Uttarayana, the 6 months when the sun is in the northern part of its journey. Then, tatra prayata gacchanti. If one leaves the body at that time, gacchanti, one is able to go to the supreme destination. Are there any questions about this?
This is applicable only to the Bharatvarsh India type place, or?
It doesn't say that. Whether it's reversed if you're in Australia? Is that the question? I really don't know. I hadn't regarded it as a pressing problem. I don't know, yes.
Question. Okay, if like this is according to the Ashtanga Yoga described that yogi is already full concentrated, he's able to see Paramatma, so how he can depend then on all the material conditions from going, like if he is already on that level, always remembering Paramatma, not attached, so it means like.
Well, Krishna will say, finally, that if he's a pure devotee, it doesn't matter. But those who are practicing more or less according to the mechanical system, and especially the impersonalists, depend on this. Although we see that even Bhishma Dev waited for the most auspicious time in which to leave his body. Yeah, well, both. Both were there. Of course, Krishna's presence was more important. Yes?
Just find Maharaj interesting that this was Srila Prabhupada wrote in the purport, actually. Even those who accidentally leave the body at this moment can attain Brahmajyoti.
Well, it doesn't mean just to anybody who leaves at that time, you know, otherwise. Spiritual world would be full of rogues who happened to pass away, you know, when the sun was in the north or during the day or during the auspicious half of the month. It means those who are practicing. Those who are practicing, otherwise those who are rogues, they're not going to go to the Supreme under any circumstances. But those who are practicing and who leave at the right time. Yeah, those who are practicing and who leave at the right time. Just like you have to be, those who are at the airport, it says, you know, you have to be at the airport half an hour in advance in order to be at the gate on time. If you don't have a ticket, it doesn't matter when you get there. Okay, any question?
Just one question. When they say the supreme, does it mean goes back to Godhead?
Yes.
But what if this yogi who is practicing is an impersonalist?
Then he goes back to that Godhead. Godhead has three features.
Okay.
And that's, I think, probably mentions that in the purport. Yes.
That yogi is like meditating on Paramatma, so where he goes? Paramatma Loka.
Guess that's up to the Paramatma. One thing is if he meditates on becoming one with the Paramatma, then he goes to the Brahmajyoti.
That's if he is meditating already as personal, so he will go to
Then that's up to Paramatma where he'll go. We suppose he must go to Vaikuntha, but I don't know for sure. Any other questions? Dhumo ratris tata krishna sanmasa dokshinayanam tatra chandramasam jyotir yogi prapya nivartate. Then there are these other times during the smoke, the night, the dark half of the month, the waning moon, and dakshinayana, when the sun's in the south. What happens to these people? They go to the moon, and they stay there for, 10,000 years or so, by demigod calculations. And they drink somaras, and they live in heavenly life. But he can't stay there. He again comes back. But notice that the heavenly planets aspired for by the karmis are attained by those who fail in the yoga system. Those who fail to attain perfection in yoga attain what for the karmis is the perfection of their fruitive activities.
What is the meaning of during the smoke?
I don't know. Dhuma.
During yajna. Why during yajna?
I don't think it means that. Dhuma. I don't know exactly what dhuma is. It's not glossed here, and I don't know. But it's the time you don't want to go. Any other questions? Shukla Krishna Gati Hete Jagata Shashvate Mate Ekaya Yachana Vritim Anyaya Vartate Punaha. This is just a summary. There are two types of coming and going. If you go in the light, you don't come back. If you go in the darkness, you do. Naite sriti partha janan yogi muhyati kaschana tasmat sarveshu kaleshu yogi yukto bhavarjana. But Krishna says that the devotees who know these paths very well are never bewildered. They are always yoga yukta, engaged in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one should always be situated in devotional service. Any questions here?
I have one, but not with this. If you can explain a little bit about these chakras that yogis are doing, these six chakras, what are they?
Well, I can't tell you very much about them. They're situated essentially in a vertical line. There's one at the base of the spine, and there's one here and one here at the heart, and again here. So there are different centers of energy, chakras. Chakra literally means a circle. There are different circles of energy, subtle. They're not, not that if you cut the body open you'll see these six circles, but they're subtle channels of energy within the body. Maybe you've seen these charts that show yogis meditating and they've got these. Yeah, there that the chakras are shown. And if you look in various yoga, popular or not so popular yoga books, you'll see these chakras, and people are very into their chakras, and whatever it is, but they have nothing really happening with their chakras except,
Temps and healing, etc.
Usually it's just imagination. They're not doing anything. They're imagining that they're doing something. And they're paying money. It's a kind of emperor's new clothes thing, those who know the story. Maybe the Indian devotees don't know the story. Who knows about the emperor's new clothes?
Because I know school.
It's in the schools. Okay, so you know about the emperor. It's a pretty famous story. So people are paying good money to open their chakras and so on, but really they're not doing anything except the chakra that has to do with sex. That one they open pretty well. But any dog can do that. Some other question? Is that all right?
So here, actually, in translation, I said like devotee doesn't like knows all this, but he is not so much important. But in Sanskrit, it's like the
yogi.
Yogi.
So yeah.
Before he's telling there is for yogis different ways to be in light and darkness, and then for yogi it doesn't matter. So
yogi is especially someone who's linked with the Supreme. Take it either way. Yogi Prabhupada, of course, glosses as devotee because yoga yukta, connected, ultimately means connected in devotion. Otherwise, yogi is a person who's actually it means connected with the Supreme. The yogi who's simply practicing some mechanical thing and has no connection with the Supreme is not going to get very far. So the yogis also have to be unbewildered and in this way attain the Supreme without being confused. They have to attain it by being unconfused and leaving at the right time. And the devotee has to be unconfused and not worry about the time.
Before, like Krishna been telling about the two paths.
There are two paths. So the yogi who's not confused.
It's also for yogis. Is there, for
yeah, the yogi has to know which path to take.
Means like yogis, they have two paths, but
yogi
who are really not confused, yogi, he like knows that it doesn't matter. So which
or he knows which path I have to take. He's not confused. He knows which path to take. And not be bewildered. There are two paths. One has to know which is which. And those who are practicing the mechanical yoga system have to be unbewildered and leave at the right time. And devotee doesn't worry very much about the time. He worries about, because Krishna's tasyaham sulabha partha nityayuktasya yogi. He's always engaged in devotional service and he's depending on Krishna.
Is it right that Lord Krishna is also saying this because Arjuna was avoiding to fight, so now if you fight, you don't have to worry about what time you are going to leave your body, in case you die.
That's also true.
Just fight anyway. Because when you're doing for me, all is auspicious.
That's true. Good. Anything else here? Vedeshu yageshu tapashu chaiva Daneshu yat punya palam pradishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upayati chajan. This is the final verse in which the Lord guarantees that the person who's the perfect yogi doesn't have to worry about other methods. What are those other methods? Vedeshu, Vedic study, and yageshu, performance of sacrifices, and tapashu, austerity. For the brahmacharis, there's Vedic study. For the grihastas,
Yagya.
And for the vanaprastas? There's tapasya. And daneshu. Dana means charity. Charity. What does Prabhupada say about charity here? I don't see a gloss for charity. But charity is especially, again, for the householders. Again, the kshatriyas, they should be very charitable. From another point of view, everyone should be charitable as far as possible.
And also for sannyas, imparting spiritual knowledge. charity.
Yeah, that's charity. But usually here charity means passing out the cash. Yat punyapalam pradishtam. Punyapala means the results of one's pious activities. So, yat punyapalam pradishtam. That pious result which one may get from Vedic study, from yajna, from tapasya, from charity, at yeti tat sarvam idam viditva, a yogi or devotee, sarvam iditva, sarvam idam at yeti, he attains all this or surpasses all of this. He surpasses all of this. Does he? Yes. Yogi param sthanam upayati. Jajan. Because he achieves param sthanam, the supreme abode. So the supreme abode, otherwise by Vedic study, you might attain the Brahmajyoti, or by pious activities, you might, or study the Vedas and you go to the heavenly planets. Pushpitam vacham, by being attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. So one gets all sorts of pious results by tyag, by dan, by Vedic study, by yajna. But one surpasses all of these by being situated in devotional service, because param sthanam upayati, he achieves the supreme destination. Any question here? Okay. In this section, there's lots of editorial things that happened. If you look on page 393, where it says the words idam viditva indicate, you see that? This is another typical thing that happened in Bhagavad Gita, where what Prabhupada said was still there, but what he said it about was missing. So this originally said, one should understand the instructions given in this chapter, da-da-da-da-da. But it left out what words Prabhupada was glossing when he said that. The words idam viditva. You see? Prabhupada's explaining the meaning of idam viditva. The meaning was still there, but the words idam viditva were missing. So you didn't know that these were the words that Prabhupada was glossing. That happened many, many times, actually, in this book, where the Sanskrit was left out, the English was still there, so you didn't see the connection as clearly. There are some small things. It said chapters 7 through 12 are the essence of Bhagavad Gita. It said 6 through 12 in the old edition. The first six and last six chapters are like coverings for the middle six, which are especially protected for the by the Lord. That was left out. And in this last paragraph, the way it was done, you really couldn't see that Prabhupada was explaining the path of devotional service from Shraddha to Prema, which you can clearly see now in the explanation. One should learn Bhagavad Gita with faith by hearing from a devotee. If one searches for a devotee and gets a devotee's association, one begins to study and understand Bhagavad Gita. Then, by association of the devotee, sadhu sangha, one is placed in devotional service, bhajana kriya, and that dispels all one's misgivings, anartha nivritti. After they've been cleared, one becomes fixed in one's study, then one's relishes. Then one attains the state of feeling always Krishna conscious, bhava. In the advanced stage, one falls completely in love with Krishna, prema. So here in this, at the end of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the path from the very beginning stage, one who has a little faith in the Bhagavad Gita, the beginning is faith, up through the perfection, Krishna prema.
Also, the translations are much more clearly defined. Previously, the translations were haphazard and smaller.
Yeah, there may have been some problems like that also. There are a lot of things. I can't point them all out.
Lots.
But these are just some examples. In the ninth chapter, they're pretty thick. There's lots and lots. Any other questions about the eighth chapter, which we have now concluded? Good. Okay. I'm so far ahead of myself. It's good. Our schedules are good. We go till 10:45, right?
Yeah.
No, we go till 10:45. Okay, so we have lots of time. Good, good, good. So this is chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyam yanasuyave gyanam vijnana sahitam yajgat gatva mokshase shupad. Again, jnana vijnana, idam teham sabvijnanam, idam bhakshyam yasheshataha. In the seventh chapter. Now again we meet jnana and vijnana. What's jnana and vijnana? What is the symptoms of realization?
One can present in his own words.
Can presenting in one's own words. What else can you say about that, realization?
Activity.
Excuse me?
Be able to act and practically.
Yeah, to be able to practically apply one's knowledge. That's vijnana. What Western word does Prabhupada sometimes use for vijnana?
Realization.
Yeah, what else?
Science.
Prabhupada sometimes calls vijnana science. This is the real science. So Krishna says, I'll now explain these things to you. Guhyatamam. Guhyatamam, guhya means?
Secret,
something confidential. What's confidential mean?
Not told to others.
Yeah, Prabhupada, you don't tell it to others, that's confidential. Sometimes Prabhupada said confidential means not everyone will be interested. He gave the example of baby pictures. You know, you take out your baby pictures and you show them to the other family members and they say, oh, look at that. But you show them to other people and they say so.
All babies are like that.
Yeah, every baby looks like that. What am I supposed to be seeing?
What's so special?
So not everyone is interested, therefore not everyone will appreciate. And what's Arjuna's qualification for appreciating? He's a devotee and Krishna's friend. And what specific qualifications does Krishna mention here? Anasuyave means? You're not envious. Because you're not envious of me. I'll explain these things. And let's see if there's something else to be mentioned. Okay. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartum Avyam. This is very important. Rajavidya. Vidya means?
Knowledge.
And actually, how does Prabhupada give it here? Vidya means knowledge, but what else?
Education.
Vidyalaya means? School. So So vidyalaya, a place where you're supposed to get education. This is Rajavidya. Elsewhere Krishna said, adhyatma vidya vidyanam, among the various kinds of education, I'm spiritual education. One time Srila Prabhupada went to MIT, big university in America, prestigious university. He said, there's so many departments here of knowledge, but I don't see any department where they're concerned with the difference between the living body and the dead body. No department where they're actually studying what consciousness is, what the living force is within the body. He said, so many other things are there, but this is missing. So this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and especially knowledge of devotional service, is Rajavidya, the king of education. And Rajaguhyam, it's also the most confidential subject matter. And Pavitra, it's very pure. Pure and purifying. Elsewhere in Isha Upanishad, what is that? Snavaram Shuddham Apapavittam. It's pure, and the personality of Godhead is pure and purifying. Elsewhere, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are the purest, and by coming in touch with the pure, one becomes purified. The sun is pure, and by coming in touch with the sunlight, the dirty place also becomes purified. So, Pavitram, pure. Most pure, pavitram idam uttamam, and pratyaksha avagamam. It's understood by direct experience. What does that mean?
Direct experience was like the senses experience or the experience.
For example, by chanting Hare Krishna.
You're always talking. Yeah, vijnana, so? What is that direct experience?
You can feel it.
Hmm?
You can feel it.
You can experience it in our life.
So it's not for armchair speculators, it's an active process.
It's an active process, it's not just for armchair speculators, where you read something and you say, yeah, now I've got it and I can tell you what it's about. It's direct experience. What's one of Prabhupada's examples of direct experience? I don't know if it's in the purport or not, but typical example he gives.
Finger in the fan blade.
That's certainly an experience.
Frog in the car. So if you want to taste honey sweet, you should eat it. If you want to taste honey, you should eat it.
Yeah, that's one example. If you want to know what honey is, then just licking on the bottle is not going to do it. You're not going to get direct experience through the glass. You need to open the bottle. If you can't open it yourself, then you get help and open it up. Good. Another example?
Eating.
Bhakti Parishana Bhava Virakt. It's practical. That Prabhupada used to say that after you've eaten, it's not that you need to get a certificate. Yes, now I've eaten. Before you can know whether you've gotten any result, you'll feel full. Pratipadam purnamrita shradnam. Yes, now your point is there. Go ahead.
In our realization, when we chant Hare Krishna, we see that we are able to give up the four.
Give up the four regulative principles. Yeah.
For sinful activities. No sinful activities.
See if anyone beats you. Yes. Pratyak shavagamam dharmyam. Pratipadam purna amrita ashradanam. Ashradanam means?
Tasting.
Relishing. Pratipadam means at every step. And Purnamrita?
Full nectar.
Huh? By chanting Hare Krishna, you get full nectar at every step. That's practical experience. And therefore, what happens? Viraktiranyatracha. That the real Sukadev Goswami, not Sukadev Goswami, Rupa Goswami, says, what's the real symptom of a person who's advanced in devotional service? A person who's reached the stage of ecstasy?
It feels like having millions of ears and millions of tongues.
What's the real symptom by which you can tell that he's attained the stage of ecstasy?
Always self-sufficient.
How do you know that he's fixed in devotional service? These are all different symptoms that he's
satisfied. He's
always eager to be engaged in devotional service. He doesn't waste any time. He always wants to be in a place that's dedicated to the Lord. In this way, there are different symptoms, but especially Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, and Srila Rupa Goswami emphasizes, detachment. There may be symptoms like crying. There may be symptoms like rolling on the ground. There may be shivering in the body. There may be these symptoms, but they can be imitated. They can be imitated. With a little practice, you can do it too. And then all the girls will go, oh. Such a pure devotee. But Srila Rupa Goswami, where would you like to sit? Chair?
No, I'd like to sit right at your feet.
Oh my God.
Excuse me for interrupting.
So detachment is where you can really see what's going on. Someone's shivering, he's crying, but he can't give up association of women, or that's usually what it is, or other materialistic habits. That's where you can see that this person is not really advanced in devotional service. He's making a show. Because bhakti parishana bhava virakta. When there's actually bhakti, then the janayati ashu vairagyam ganam chayavaratika. The vairagya will automatically develop as a corollary feature. So pratyaksha means experience. Yam labdva chapram labha manyate nadikam tataha yasmin stato vidukena gurunapi vichalyate. In the sixth chapter we read, and he gets this taste, he thinks nothing's better than this. What is that? Buddhigrahyam atindriyam. He experiences transcendental reality through spiritual senses. His senses become enlivened by contact of devotional service. So that's projection, direct experience. As Avadhut Prabhu pointed out, by chanting Hare Krishna, you get direct experience. So projection, dharmyam, this science of the religion or internal engagement in devotional service. And it's also susukam. Susukam means? Exceedingly happy, extremely happy. Susukam, not just sukam, but susukam. Very happy. Brahmabhuta prasannatma, nashochati nakanshati, we read in the seventh chapter. The self-realized person becomes prasannatma, joyful. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogaha. The mind becomes joyful. So susukam, this process is, although it may seem like there's austerity and there's this and there's that, but the devotees are joyful. They're happy to be engaged in devotional service. So susukam kartam, it's performed very happily, and avyaya, it's an eternal process or eternal engagement. And Srila Prabhupada gives an extended purport here, essentially dealing with, well, there's dealing with a lot of things, actually. But let's see. First of all, I can point out again that there's a lot of stuff left out from the first edition. On page 399, that verse from the Padma Purana is left out. On page 400, all the Sanskrit quotes are left out. On page 401, Savaipum Samparo Dharmo and Vedeshu Yageshu Tapashu Chaiva, they're left out. Lot left out here. Now, yes. Srila Prabhupada is explaining many things. One thing is that he's explaining is a practical example from the life of Narad Muni. Narad Muni is the typical example of a person whose experiences the path of devotional service. He had no education. He was just a maidservant's son. But he attained the perfection by engagement in the service of devotees. And Prabhupada gives this as the example of pratyaksha. He directly experienced what Krishna consciousness is by associating with the sages, and in that association, awakening his taste for devotional life. At the top of 401, by the way, the first edition said this is called prakash, directly perceived, which really doesn't help you because Prabhupada is explaining the word pratyaksha, directly perceived. So when the first edition says this is called prakash, which means manifested, it makes sense, but it doesn't explain what Prabhupada is doing. So it's called pratyaksha, not prakash. Any questions about this verse?
Actually, we are telling that pratyaksha bhagavan, and before in that first loka, Krishna telling, I will give you jnana, the jnana. So, like, okay, jnana, I understand, like, he's speaking to him, and he can give him jnana, but how he can give the jnana?
How does he give the jnana?
Because that is told, like, it's only by experience.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto, Krishna from within will give vigyan. And? How else?
Yeah,
Remembrance, intelligence, and forgiveness comes from me.
Yeah, well, that's what we've said, that Krishna from within is going to give.
By a spiritual master?
Yeah, it's by association. Not only from within, but from without. By hearing from Arjuna, from Krishna, Arjuna is going to get not only theoretical knowledge, but practical knowledge. Just like I say, I'm going to teach you now, instead of this is a Bhagavad Gita course, I'm going to teach you brain surgery. So, and I propose that I'm not just going to give you, you know, show you charts of the brain and give you theoretical knowledge about neuroscience. But at the end of the course, kind of a technical course and rigorous and more than a couple of weeks, at the end of the course, you'll be able to do brain surgery. And that's practical knowledge. If it were something simpler, you know, it's carpentry. At the end of this course, you'll be able to build a bookshelf. Maybe that's more within the realm of possibility for us. At the end of this course, you'll be able to build a bookshelf. But at the end of this course, you'll be able to lead simple bhajans and know how to play simple tunes. That's more than just theoretical. Maybe part of it is that you'll know, you know, what are the black keys and what are the white keys and something about what octaves are and all this other stuff that I don't know very well. Maybe you'll be able to understand that. You'll know something about sarega, all that. You'll know those things. But that's not practical. You still can't chant the tune. I say, now at the end of this course, you'll know the scale, you'll know some music theory, and you'll be able to lead bhajans in five different tunes. That's practical. So I'm going to give you not only theoretical knowledge, I'm going to give you practical knowledge.
Practical knowledge. Anyway, I have to try. Till I will not try, I will not be able to. If I try, my fingers will not listen.
And Krishna's telling Arjuna what you'll have to do. He's first of all, it's not only by trying, but it's even just by association. How did Narada get experience? What did that do? Did he figure it out that they're talking philosophy, and so if I do this and this and this? What happened? What does that mean? Realizing.
Experience purification.
He got the same taste of the
He got the same taste that they had. They were sitting around talking about Krishna with great relish, and it rubbed off on him. He says, the very nature of a transcendentalist became attractive to me. He developed the taste. We see that. You know, people, you're chanting, and they kind of get into the chanting party or something, and the next thing you know, they're dancing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're in the association of devotees, and it rubs off on them. It's not just theoretical, but in the presence...
It's contagious.
It's contagious. In the presence of advanced devotees, what is that? Satam prasangad mamavirya samvido. Bhavanti Rit Karna Rasayana Katha. But just by hearing in the right association, there's an experience. That's the problem with hearing from the Maya bodies or from the professional men. The experience doesn't take place. The experience that therefore we see that people attend the Bhagavad Gita, this, that, but they don't change.
And that is why probably they said that women are not Maya, but people who are associating with women, men attached to women, they are the ones they have to be avoided.
Asat sanga tyagi, e vaishnavachar. Stri sangi eka sadhu, Krishna bhakta. We associate with those who are stri sangis, stri sanginam, and those who are against devotional service, it's not going to happen. We're not going to get this taste for devotional service. Maybe we'll get some other kind of taste, the kind they have. taste for name and fame, a taste for female association. But we won't get the taste for devotional service for that. But that you'll get if you associate with pure devotees. Someplace it's said the moon-like rays from the heart of the devotee flood the heart of the person who associates with him.
And the saffron dust particles?
Something like that. In different poetic ways it's described. But it becomes a practical experience. Therefore we see with Prabhupada that he chanted, and what happened? People became devotees. The experience actually took place. The thing happened that was supposed to happen. Whereas others, you know, their thing is that they collected some money and people had a nice time and they hummed along with the music and said it was very good guitar. But they didn't develop that urge to hear about Krishna, the urge to serve Krishna. That didn't develop. But when there's a pure devotee, then people want to put other things aside and engage in the devotional service of the Lord. That's pratyaksha, that's practical experience. It's practical experience. Mm-hmm.
So then we can also telling us only if you know that you're not doing, you will never experience that. But like this is it, when in the proper association we can only like all our life only listen to it and get pure devotees also.
Say that again?
Yeah. So usually it's told that like even we know everything but we are not doing, we are not getting experience.
He gets some knowledge but he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but if it's possible to transfer experience, just if I had improper association, if I would just like listen whole life daily what Srila Prabhupada talks and...
Hey, look who's back. Hare Krishna. We missed you.
Sorry.
Where were you?
Today or in general?
In general?
He's preaching up a storm in Bhubaneswar.
Yeah.
Ah, you were in Bhubaneswar.
Yeah, I got some food poisoning. So.
And you got food poisoning? Practical experience.
So well.
Okay, but you're recovered.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay.
It's a little bit shaky, but yeah.
A little bit shaky, but okay. Welcome back, Mr. Simon. Hare Krishna.
It's the saying, birds of a feather flock together.
Mm, that's also true.
When we saw Prabhupada, we wanted to be
like that.
I want to be like him.
So this is an experience that communicates itself. One person's experience is communicated to the next person by practical. Even we see that in the ordinary field, if the teacher really loves Latin, you know, just totally in love with Latin, then the students also get a taste for Latin. Whereas if the teacher doesn't really have a taste, it's just kind of a job, it goes through the declensions, goes through the conjugations, and the students go through the declensions, go through the conjugations. But when the teacher is really enlivened by the subject, then the students become enlivened about the subject, even the mundane subject.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear of university students even dropping out of a course because they see their professor really isn't into it. Or he.
All the time. I dropped out of high school for that reason. Well, when the teacher is really absorbed in the subject matter, that communicates itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the student gets some sort of experience. There's more here than just what you see in the pages of the book. Then what to speak of the experience of devotional service, which is on the transcendental platform, which has transcendental potency. When the teacher is electrified by the current of devotional service, then that electrical current, not in a sentimental way, but in a factual sense, communicates itself to the student. The student becomes enlivened by bhakti shakti, by the power of devotional service. So then what to speak of Arjuna, who's hearing from the personality of Godhead himself?
Noting we
without envy. Otherwise, if you're envious, then again, you don't get it. Prabhupada, if the student is envious, as students sometimes are, of the teacher, or the disciples envious of the guru, then he's just kind of waiting for the guru to leave so that he can now be in center stage, or whatever, get some material benefit or something. Then he won't get that experience of devotional service because he's envious. He's envious. So anasuyave. In Arjuna's case, it means because you're a devotee. You're not trying to become me or merge with me or surpass me or think of me as an ordinary human being. Anasuyave, you're non-envious, even you love me. Anasuyave. Therefore, you can understand the science of devotional service and get the experience. It'll become experienced knowledge. What is that? Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyartha prakashante. The real meaning, artha means meaning, the real meaning of Vedic project becomes manifest to the person who has equal faith in the bona fide spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the person who has simultaneous faith in Guru and Krishna, that meaning, artha, or that benefit, tadvigyan artham, saguru meva vigachate, it becomes manifest, prakashante. Tad vigyan artam saguru meva vigachate. If one wants to get the benefit of vigyan, or one wants to get the, find out what vigyan actually means, then one must approach the bona fide spiritual master. And how must one do that? Samitpani, like a humble servant, like Krishna carrying firewood for his guru, Shandipani. Samitpani, and then Shrotriyam, hearing. Hearing from the person who's heard from the authority. A person who's Brahmanishta, who has full faith in Krishna. By hearing from that person in a humble mood, then Vigyan. Vigyan is transmittable, but under certain conditions. The student has to be non-envious, the student has to be humble, the student has to have relevant questions and be willing to serve, and the spiritual master has to be conversant in the Vedic knowledge, and he has to have firm conviction about Krishna consciousness, Brahmanishta.
And Brahmanishta.
Yeah, I'm giving Brahmanishta, Shrotriyam Brahmanishta. Any questions? Oh, good question. How's Krishna giving began?
Was this also something like an article somewhere, or it was a purport written totally for this Bhagavad Gita?
This is a purport written for this Bhagavad Gita.
Seems like it's a very important verse because it's so often elaborated.
Because it's
Prabhupada elaborates quite extensively.
Yeah, Prabhupada explains it elaborately, and it is an important verse and a good verse for preaching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about whether I'm going to start this next verse or whether I'm going to break now, because this verse is connected with the next verse. We do have. It's only that clock's passed. Mayatatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastata. Excuse me? Did I miss three? Whoa. Sorry. Oh, then it's easier. We'll fit this right in. Ashradhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu sangsaravartmini. Were you there in Toronto when Srila Prabhupada lectured on this verse?
I've heard the tape, but no, I missed that. I was in Detroit.
Okay. Ashradhana means, purusha means a person. Purusha, persons, who are ashradhana, who don't have shraddha. Dharmasyasya, in this process of dharma, prachakshavagamam dharmyam, aprapyamam nivartante, they don't attain me. Mrityu sangsara vartmini. Instead, they attain, they continue on the path, vartma, of mrityu sangsara, birth and death in the material existence.
You were there when he spoke.
Yeah, I was there in Detroit. There was a, not Detroit, Toronto. Prabhupada spoke. The audience was probably 95% Indian people. Punjabis mainly. Shubha Vilas and friends. So many Indian people. Quite packed. Temple was quite full. And Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse, Ashradhana Purusha. And it was very interesting how he translated Shraddha. Remember how Prabhupada translated Shraddha? How do we usually translate Shraddha? Faith. Prabhupada translated it as interest. The persons who have no interest. Because aren't they related?
Yes. Yeah. You have interest in something, you have faith.
Hmm?
You have interest in something.
Yeah, when I have faith in something, then I have interest.
Yes.
You know, like if I come to you and I say, I've got a great business opportunity. You only invest, 10,000 rupees, and within 6 months, you'll have 60,000 rupees.
Very interesting.
Now, if you have faith, you'll say, really? What do I have to do? And, could I be one of the first to sign up? And, can I really do this? And if you think that, yeah, I've heard it before, you invest 10,000 and you get 60,000, sure. If you have no faith, then you say, sorry, not interested. Not interested, thanks. Find someone else. Not interested. Like these people who call you up. There's people who get paid to...
Telemarketing,
they call you up at every hour of the day. And, hello, my name's John. I'd like to tell you about a wonderful opportunity, blah, 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 blah. You go, boom. Or better, that's the tape-recorded version. You get the real version. Say, they've got their spiel. And after, you're listening for about 30 seconds, you say, sorry, not interested. Boom. You don't have any faith in it. Oh, it's just going to waste my time. But if there's something in which you have faith, then you'll be very interested. Mm-hmm. Very interested.
I also heard Prabhupada define Shraddha as appreciation, which I guess is...
Appreciation. If you have no faith, then you won't have much appreciation. So, Shraddha, the beginning is to have some interest. Prabhupada said that in the previous verse. Those who have a little faith in this Bhagavad Gita, what does faith consist of in the beginning? So I believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Is that, how people start off? They start off with a little interest. And what's in this book, anyway? You know, they see in the back that, you know, Thoreau bathed his consciousness in the whatever it was, the illumination of Bhagavad Gita. So he thinks, wow, you know, if Thoreau bathed his consciousness, maybe I should bathe my consciousness. He's got a little interest. Book looks, you know, he's heard the name, thinks there's something, you know, maybe there's something there. It's one of the great books of the world. Somehow or other, or you met a book distributor and the person said, you got to read this book. This book is, you know, I mean, I was doing what you were doing, and then I read this book and I found that there was more, da 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 da. Somehow or other, he developed some faith. You know, that person did look like he had a very bright face and seemed very enthusiastic. And, you know, I promised him I'd read the book and at least take a look at it. Somehow he gets a little faith. Let me see what's here. And if he's fortunate by reading, he thinks, well, that makes sense. Something makes sense to him. Gets a little more faith, a little more faith. So he gets more interest, more interest. Or a person very interested, he picks up the book, and, you know, especially if there was something that happened in his life, and now somehow this book has appeared, and he starts reading, and he says, oh my God. And, you know, he stays up all night, and for the next 2 days just calls in sick and reads the book. Why? He's got so much interest. So that's, what is that? That's faith. So people say, you know, I'm not into faith, but everybody has faith in something. You know, they spend $30 on tickets to a rock concert.
30, more like 200 these days.
Really?
Oh yeah. Depending who's playing. Scalpers.
You know, you pay $100, $200 for a rock concert. Why? You have some interest. After all, it's the whoever, the whatevers. You have some interest and you have some faith that they're going to... First of all, you have some faith that they're going to show up. Here's this little piece of paper this big and you're paying $100 for it. First thing is you have faith that it's a bona fide ticket and that the people whose names are on it are going to show up at the appointed time. You know?
Maharaj Atmananda tells the story that in Amsterdam, the devotees or a friend of the devotees, a promoter, he advertised the Radha Krishna temple, Mother Jamuna, etc., coming to play, featuring George Harrison, or produced by George Harrison, something like that. But they put George Harrison's name, big letters, and Radha Krishna temple. And all these people came expecting to see George Harrison. And when he didn't show up, there was almost like
a riot.
And there was, I forget the name of the... There's a name for these skinheads or these roughnecks, and they, but some famous person there managed to like
quiet them down. Yeah, because they had faith, and their faith was betrayed. Uh-huh. That's another thing. So, here, interest, faith, appreciation—that's the beginning. Just to have some interest, we somehow or other try to get a person to arouse. We try to arouse his interest. That's the beginning. Some interest, some faith. All right, let me see what's here. And Ashradhana Purusha, a person who has no faith in this process of devotional service, Aprapyamam. Without faith, how can one attain Krishna? Without faith in the process. And if you don't attain Krishna, then what will you attain? Mrityu Samsara. So Prabhupada was very strong with this Indian audience, you know, that Krishna's making this process available, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's come, but you have no interest. You're simply interested in, you know, bahirartha, external things.
He said if you're attached to your car, in your next life you'll be born as a cockroach in that car.
Aprapyamam nivartante.
Yeah, that might
Mrityu Samsara. Mrityu Samsara means you may be a cockroach, you may be a this, you may be a that. Any question? Okay, we will adjourn. I took you a few minutes over, so we'll start again at 25 of. Thank you very much.
I was just reflecting.
You're reflecting?
Yes. On this point of appreciation. I got snagged because I was coming home playing with my band. 3:30, coming home at 3:30 in the morning, playing in the bar with my band. And Nandi Keshwar from across the street saw me walking down the